A Texas midwife and her assistant are facing charges for performing illegal abortions at a Houston area clinic. These appear to be the first charges to be brought under the state's near total abortion ban. The midwife, identified as Maria Margaritas Rojas, and her employee, Jose Lay, are also both charged with practicing medicine without a license. The abortion charge is a second-degree felony, which could land them up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000 each. However, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has the authority to seek a fine of at least $100,000 per violation under the Texas Human Life Protection Act, which was passed shortly after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade in 2022. According to a news release from Paxton, Rojas identified herself as Dr. Maria and operated a network of clinics in the Houston areas. Court records allege Rojas and Lay attempted an abortion on a person on two separate occasions this month. In its bail motion, the state says Rojas also performed an abortion earlier this year. Rojas was first arrested on March 6th for practicing medicine without a license and released on $10,000 bond, then arrested again Monday morning along with Lay on another charge of practicing medicine without a license as well as performing illegal abortions. Abortion is banned in Texas, except when required to save the pregnant patient's life. The law does not allow for the person who terminates their pregnancy to be prosecuted, just the abortion providers. In his press release, Paxton said, quote, "In Texas, life is sacred. I will always do everything in my power to protect the unborn, defend our state's pro-life laws, and work to ensure that unlicensed individuals endangering the lives of women by performing illegal abortions are fully prosecuted." Texas law protecting life is clear, and we will hold those who violate it accountable.